This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Y'all Gay. I am Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And it's episode
69.
Let's try that again. It's episode
69.
Okay, how would you say it if it was just you?
Welcome back, Gaywads, and guess what today is? Episode 69. How's that?
Like a goblin. Like a spooky goblin. Scary goblin over here.
A scary 69.
Maybe 69. 69 goblin. That's how I say it. Hey, what's up, gay wads? Y'all are all really gay. Even if you're not gay, you're gay. And this is episode 69.
Oh, yeah. Like a noise. Like a cool DJ.
Yeah. Welcome to 69 FM, where it's all things 69. And we don't mean the astrological sign Cancer.
Nice. Yeah, y'all, we're talking about 69 today.
And we discovered that we don't really like 69. Mm-hmm. We like sevens.
We like sevens
more.
And you'll learn what that is.
We talk about the French countryside. Mm-hmm. We are talking. Then we actually talk about serious stuff.
Get a little serious.
I would say. We get a little serious, then of course we go back, and Allie reveals it. You'll hear it. But y'all, again, thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers and all those active on the Discord. We're so appreciative of y'all. It's so fun to see this podcast grow. We literally couldn't be here without y'all. Even if you have, please feel free to leave another review. It really does help us get more visibility on the different streaming algorithms, and it allows us to tour in different cities. And yeah, we want to come do live shows in your town.
That's right.
We should do a rural town tour.
I would love to do a rural town tour. I love that.
Yeah. We could do a big city and a rural town tour.
Yeah.
Where we could do like major cities and then do outlying. Because it was cool when we did Moon Tower, and then
that
those,
was awesome.
People came up, and I was like, that's really cool.
That's very cool.
Because I would have loved that when I lived in Little River.
Yeah.
Because I was like looking for gay clubs, and there was one in Killeen. My parents were like, I wouldn't go to that one. Mm. And I was like, okay. But maybe it's fun.
Your parents knew not to go to it?
I think they knew that it was... I think maybe they were just afraid because of all of the shootings, to be honest.
Oh, understandable. Understandable. Yeah. All right. Well, y'all are so gay.
All right, guys. Listen, y'all, I already know y'all are going to stay gay. Oh, and if you're a polyamorous or a therapist or a sex expert or whatever, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up.
69.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Okay, hell yeah,
hell
excellent.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dog. And hell yeah to all my dogs listening in, all our dogs listening in. Poo-tang puppy hounds. Poo-tang puppy hounds were puppy hounds.
Poon-tang puppy hounds?
Isn't that a word for sex?
For
pussy?
For pussy, yeah. Poon-tang puppy hounds. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's make a shirt of that.
So, y'all, I spent a better half of an hour trying to find all these workarounds to get my camera set up as my webcam, where I didn't have to get some fucking HDR camera reader, card reader. I finally got it to work, and then Zoom didn't recognize it. My house is a wreck.
It is.
Look, you could, I mean, it's bothering me because we're going to start putting videos on. Are you okay with this video on YouTube?
Yeah.
My cabinet door is open.
You want to go shut it? I know that's bugging you.
It is bugging me. I'll be right back, okay. Y'all. Allie's gonna keep y'all entertained for about 30 seconds.
Sure will. Ever likes to keep it clean, y'all. They do a good job. They keep it real clean. Y'all know how they like their baseboards clean. Oh, they're coming back. They got their credentials shut. Man, their hair is looking great today. Your hair is looking Devon Sawa.
Thank you. I put conditioner in it, so that's the trick. It's flat today.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Woo! My friend, how's Nebraska treating you today?
Hot as balls here, man.
It's balls hot.
Balls hot. And
damn, dog.
I wasn't expecting it, and it's real humid.
Yeah, that's why they're sexy.
Yeah.
Because it's hot and sticky. People think that's Florida and the Miami Mommies. Or what is it called? Miami Twisters. What are they, that lesbian show?
Oh, hold on. Is it Orlando, though, or is it Tampa Bay's?
The Bays.
Tampa Bay's.
That's it.
What'd you call them, Miami Mamas?
I don't watch any of that.
I didn't watch that shit either.
I didn't watch any.
That was
any of that, y'all.
Literally, and it's funny, so I don't feel she would mind me sharing it all. But one of the worst fights me and my ex ever got into was we were trying to get to Fire Island. I'm driving. She is supposed to be getting directions, but somebody from the Tampa Bays messaged her. So now that's all she can all she can focus on. I'm supposed to be heading to Fire Island. I end up in Queens. I'm like, where are we?
Queens?
I need some directions here. And she's like, can you believe this person messaged me? I got to text so-and-so. And I'm like, we must get to Fire Island. We were so mad at each other by the time we got to Fire Island. The lady that owned like the house we were staying at was like, goes, are y'all a couple? Like, just really confused. We were like, yes, we are just currently having the biggest fight of our life about the fucking Tampa Bays.
Man, fuck those Tampa Bays.
Fuck those Tampa
but
Bays.
Would love to have y'all on as guests.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, but also if y'all want to come on here.
You're welcome to.
Dude, I'm bleeding out like a stuck horse. This period is gnarly, dog.
Dude, me too.
It's gnarly.
Are we synced up from afar?
We're synced up from afar, and astrologically we're synced up. That's right, because we refresh each other.
We do refresh each other, and that is
my refreshing friend.
guess what? What this episode is, bud?
69.
69. What do you? I was trying to do it with my fingers. 16. I don't know. I don't think I can. Maybe that's not a thing. Yeah, 69.
That's
man.
Tight.
How do you feel about 69? Is it for you?
It is. No doubt about it.
No hesitation.
I don't like being on top, but I'll be on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it too.
It's awkward with me on top because I'm sturdy.
Well, I haven't done it in a while, I guess, but
I haven't done it in a while either, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah, I think I would prefer someone just sit on my face, but
I like that too.
Because it's kind of hard to focus, you know? If somebody's diddling you to try to diddle as well.
Don't say diddling, no.
What do we say? You can't say diddling.
It sounds like a priest attack.
Well, if someone's giving you the...
Yeah, and you're giving
it. The lick of love, it's hard. No,
don't do that either. No, Allie, you know that. Don't come around here talking about lick of love. Yeah, because it is kind of like, ooh,
And you can't focus on what you're doing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you know what? I would say I'm 69. I like it. But I guess if someone's sitting on my face, what is that, a 7?
Makes... just a plain 7.
I just prefer plain seven.
But it is very funny to me that, like, is when I came out and, like, went full blast for it.
You gotta go full blast.
You gotta go full blast for it.
Mountain Dew full blast.
I'd have a Dew and go full blast. And, but I went through a whole phase where, like, that was, like, 69 was, like, my go-to move. But I was trying to 69 after I would work all day. Then go do, like, 2 to 3 shows. Then drink at the bar for a while. And I'm like, you know what? I'd just like to publicly apologize to everyone at 69 during that phase.
Allie, the smells.
No wonder nobody fell in love.
They were like, what?
It's bad. It's pretty bad.
Hey, we've all been there, man.
Look, we've all been there. We've all had swamp ass and chose to 69.
Who amongst us has not? Who amongst
Raise
us?
Raise your hands. Oh, nobody. Okay.
Nobody. This is a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's almost the end of Pride.
It is.
Oh, that's right. So you watched And Just Like That.
I did.
Okay, y'all, this is spoiler alerts. Fuck y'all if you haven't watched. But I can't stop saying that.
Cynthia Nixon.
What did you think?
Is so hot.
Yeah.
Banging bod.
Great bod. I mean, and I would say my favorite part is when she's trying to put on a harness. Che's not helping her at all.
Yeah.
Che's just watching and Samantha's trying to figure out. And it doesn't even, like, the writers did that a little dirty. And also, it's like, is this Miranda's first time putting on a strap-on? Because that's what it felt like. And if I was with an experienced partner and they weren't showing me the ropes, mm-hmm. if they were just like, can we hurry this up? I got a set at the Comedy Store at 9. Okay, dude, are you going up first?
Yeah, what? Obviously, you're a headliner, Che Diaz. You're closing
yeah,
it
you
out.
Yeah, you go up at 11.
Yeah. Yeah, the harness thing was really funny, and the strap on, because that one was so, like, so many parts, and, like, it had, like, suspenders and everything.
I know.
I was like, this looks like one of those things that, like, on Broadway where they fly people in from the ceiling.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But I do have to commend, like, putting that kind of stuff in a mainstream.
That's true.
Typically heterosexual show in front of an audience who may not get it. But I do feel like, okay, who's got the baby? Miranda?
That has a baby?
Wait, Samantha is the one that I love. Samantha's not on
Samantha's
this one
not
yet.
On it.
We're talking about Miranda. Mm-hmm. Miranda.
We love Steve.
Not Sarah Jessica.
No.
But the other one, Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
Charlotte's got two kids, and one of them, the teen angst one, I was like, ugh.
The one.
Ooh, cringy.
Well, I think it's kind of cool that they show, like, a non-binary kid.
I like that a lot. But the one where she's playing the piano yeah. and is, like, singing that really entitled song.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we saw her boobies. I just can't stop thinking about all the boobies I got to see. Just feeling grateful, you know?
I mean, I think they took the feedback in. There was not a lot of sex and in Just Like That. Mm-hmm. At least not the sex we're used to from Sex and the City days. Yeah. And also the podcast folded because of one ad.
One vaginal health ad.
And, like, just be like, great, the network folded because of you.
We have no ads and look how great we're doing.
Yeah, but Jim Reaper, if you want to sponsor us, I would love that.
Yeah.
I tried out my new gay Reapers, my gym Reapers.
I saw, man. You look buff.
I posted it. That was my warm-up.
Nice.
Posted my warm-up. And I got my new weightlifting shoes in.
Ooh.
Unstoppable, dogs. Except for my left knee. I did try to overdo it, and it does not want to do it.
Okay, man.
So I gotta put some ice on it.
Nice. Me and Bubs have been going for walks. We didn't today because it was a big storm, but yesterday and the day before, we worked, like, 4 miles each day.
That's a long time to walk.
And it's hot as fuck. I told Bubs, we was on the trail, and I was like, Bubs, is my face red? Because I didn't realize how hot it was. And he was like, oh, no, nah, man, just a little bit. I got in the car. I look like I had on clown makeup or something. I was so red. And
why aren't y'all walking in the morning or in the evening?
It was the morning, but by the time we got back from our walk, it was, and then in the car, it was 91 degrees. Whew. I tell you what, I let you know,
my dog.
You know, I love titters of all shapes, sizes, all of them. But, and I normally like mine a lot, but I ain't enjoyed having them in this hot weather.
Oh, yeah. It gets hot.
It's a lot of tit sweat.
Mine were always pretty reasonable.
As far as sweat?
Mine were reasonable breasts. They didn't make any unreasonable demands.
I could always reason with them, you know?
Yeah, they always kind of met me in the middle.
always willing to
negotiate. We parted ways on good terms.
That's good. Y'all really, yeah. You really did part on good terms. You told them thank you and goodbye.
I said thank you, fuck off.
I
really did. I thought I was going to sage. I thought I was going to do this whole ritual. I took photos of myself in the mirror and then I deleted those photos immediately. I go, I don't want to remember these breasts. If I want to see them again, I'll watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. And you can, I mean,
I show them in the feels. Just, if you horn dogs are like, I got to see Ever with breasts.
And I think I've told y'all before that I had forgot Ever's. Mm-hmm.
You can say breast.
Boobies were in the.
You can say breast. You can say breast.
I forgot. Ever's breasts were in the fields. And so me and Max were talking about that one time and I was like, oh yeah. And then I went and Googled it and it was so many pictures. Ever's famous, y'all.
For my breasts. For my amicable breast.
Do you get hairs on your new nippies? Well, I guess they're the same nippies, but new.
They're the same nips, but no hair.
Nice.
My underarm hair grows differently, though.
Interesting.
I thought that was an interesting thing because she didn't mess around with that at all.
How does it grow differently?
Lower.
Like.
Yeah. I get a little up here, but it's like right here. I'm like, what the?
Well, that's okay. Heck? I mean, I think that's probably a little bit better than all the nipple hairs I get.
I used to get a few of those, yeah.
Spiky suckers, too.
Man, they spike up at you. Mine never actually, I had maybe one or two spikies, but then I had silkies. I feel like they just grew in overnight, and you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, like, what? And I get like a random, like, one or two hairs by like my collarbone.
Oh, I used to get that, too. I don't anymore. I get a lot on my chin now. Really riveting, really riveting episode. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I get one on my chin too. I hate it. And sometimes I think about when I get older and maybe I don't have the dexterity to pluck my nipples. I'm just going to have to just have really hairy nipples.
Mm.
You know, that's just part of getting older, folks.
That's just part of life. That's just part of life.
Whether they're silky or they're spiky, that's just part of life.
That's just part of life, baby.
Yeah.
Man, when do you start your tour? How was your show?
Oh, the show, the first show got canceled, which I think it was because it was like the college.
Too hot? It's hot as balls?
No, it's the college World Series baseball thing.
And Nebraska's huge on baseball.
They love baseball here. And
the Cornhuskers or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, so that
one. Oh, are you talking about the shows?
The first one got canceled and then the second one was great. I did like 25 minutes and then tonight I got another one. I'm doing 30. So that's nice.
Where at?
Tonight's at Tiny House, but I think it just sold out, which is
good. That's awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, I'm going to take some y'all gay merch.
Good.
I don't know why I shook my titties at you when I said it, but
oh yeah, we got a few more orders in too.
Oh yeah, y'all, thank you so much for sending patrons for sending your shirt size and color. I have put the order in, and they should be getting here any day.
Beep beep, broom broom broom. That's me if I was a postal attendant. What are they called? Postal person?
Dude,
I would be cruising on a motorcycle.
You would.
I wouldn't even worry about having a license.
Honestly, dude, I think you would look super hot in a post office uniform.
I think I would really like being a post office person.
I think you would too. You're friendly.
Just walking.
Getting to know everybody. Yeah. You like the walk.
I'm not a narc. So if I see something, I'm not saying shit.
I see something, I'm not saying something.
I'm not saying something. Absolutely not. No way.
No way, dog.
Yeah, I've looked into getting a job as like a park ranger out here, but I think you really got to know someone
on the
need a college degree on the inside. Yeah, because my friend's brother is a park ranger.
Oh, that's right.
And we were at a barbecue and he was like, well, you know, the best thing to do is start volunteering and getting to know people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want to work weekends. I want to work Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Understandable.
And I want to make at least $130,000 a year.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be tight.
I'd like to work Monday through Tuesday and make $200,000 a year.
I'd like to work Monday. I'll give it to Wednesday. Okay. And I want to make $500,000.
You can do it.
I want to make $500,000. We can do it.
We can do it.
So where else are you doing your shows? What's your next show?
So tonight I'm at the Tiny House. Tomorrow I'm just doing a guest spot at the Funny Bone. And Saturday I'm at the Backline Theater.
Now, how long are you staying in Nebraska?
Stay for like 2 weeks because like my...
Damn!
My nanny job ended and I was like, you know, I'm already going to be here for the party. And then I wanted to stay to go to the Bacon Bits house, which we're leaving on Sunday for that. And so I was like,
I can't believe you're going to the Bacon Bit house.
And I did find out there's definitely a boat.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be riding on the boat, eating Bacon Bits.
I almost bought some Bacon Bits at the store the other day.
They've been on your mind.
But then I thought, Allie's going to get us some.
What if I open the cabinet and it's just all Bacon Bits?
All bacon. It just like falls out. Everyone in the family is malnourished because all they've been eating are Bacon Bits for the past 30 years.
I have to cancel my tour because I break my legs because so many Bacon Bits fall on me. Oh, knock on wood.
Oh, we don't want that.
No.
Oh, Allie, that's going to be so fun.
I'm excited. It's been really nice. I mean, just like Bubs will work some during the day, but we just kind of sit around and watch stuff and hang out. It's been nice.
Did he go to the... That's great. Did he go to the... He went to work right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went into the...
Where? Like at a zoo or a lab?
Lab.
Lab.
And guess what? Tonight, two chihuahuas are coming to stay with us. I'm so excited.
Two of them?
Two chihuahuas.
So y'all got three people, two chihuahuas, and a tiny studio apartment?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's going to be real nice. They're going to cuddle.
And Bub's girlfriend is a great sport. She's just in there laying in the bed being nice and quiet. I can see. we can make eye contact right now.
I thought you were recording alone.
Nah.
We're screaming about 69 and your brother's girlfriend is laying in bed.
Correct.
We're kidding. You're talking about diddling. You've been saying the words diddling, love licks, swampy ass. And there's another human in the room.
Correct. Dude, I got a message today.
What's up, dude?
People in France will love us.
Was it from someone in France or just someone that was like, I bet people in France would love y'all? How come they ain't messaging me?
I think I'm the one that felt so confidently that they wouldn't like me. And you seemed
confident that they would.
Yeah, you seem pretty confident they would. And yes, this listener wrote me and told me that they would love us in France, and that she has two friends from Roxburgh, North Carolina, that both speak French. And
well, good for them.
And she's from Kentucky, but apparently I think they've all been to France and said they love country people there.
In a nice way, or in a way that they're like, we love you.
Little and then as soon person. As you walk away,
little, a little country person.
We love you. We love your little cowboy ways.
And then as soon as you leave, they're like, I didn't like the country person.
What are these accents?
I live in a border town in France.
Okay.
So I've got a few different countries coming in.
Okay, yeah.
That's that accent.
Oh, okay.
And I spend half the year in Denmark.
Mm-hmm. My French accent sounds a little bit weird, but only because I spent most of my life as a mime, so I didn't speak for a long time. So now it just sounds a little weird.
Quand on s'en prend des lutons, quand on s'en prend pas. Do you like to 69 or 7?
I like to 7. Telling you, man, those years of mom and it hadn't quite come back to me yet.
Well, I actually spent so many years traveling on the road because
in the French countryside?
In the French countryside and surrounding countries, because I was a fugitive.
Oh my goodness.
I stole 17 horses and I sold them to the British government.
Ooh.
What is this lie I'm telling
this
you right
is
now?
Bad.
This is bad improv.
No, let's learn, but I want to know more about this.
This is bad improv.
How did you go about stealing 17 horses at one time?
Well, I went to the Prime Minister of Paris.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
The France, mm-hmm. France, of France.
Definitely.
And I said, hey, I think there's like a ruckus going on outside.
Yes.
We should go take a look. So I took him out and he was like, what is this? You know, he's eating dinner. And as you know, in Europe, that's at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, they eat dinner at 2 a.m.
Yep.
Or like, you know, 11 p.m. That's a nice lunch. He's like, what, you know, what's going on? Well, I locked him out of the palace.
Oh.
And I put one of those boards down like that.
Oh, man.
And
the
then
drawbridge.
I snuck out to the back. Yeah, I put the drawbridge down too.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I hope you like the bucolic plague, bitch. And I had already pre-wrestled those horses. This is terrible improv. I am embarrassed.
Okay, man. We don't have to do any more. And were you trying to say the bubonic plague?
What'd I say?
I don't remember, but it wasn't bubonic.
I think it was bubonic.
Okay.
Bucolic?
Bucolic, that's what you said.
Well, I think that's two different plagues that I put together.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to France before, though, right?
No, never been to France.
You've just been to Europe a bunch.
I've been to Europe a bunch, but I've never been to France.
Interesting.
I am intimidated by other languages.
Yeah, me too. I ain't.
Even like when I see a word in English, I'm like, I hope I pronounce that right.
Oh. So Bub's girlfriend got these rolls and I was like, hey, I'm going to have one of these brochet rolls. And she was.
I would have pronounced it brochet too.
I was like, brochet.
If you don't know, it's brioche. Brioche.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to know it ain't brochet?
Yeah, she said, I think it might be brioche, but I like how you say it too.
Slice that in half, right? Mm-hmm. Is it a roll or is it bread?
Well, rolls are bread.
Well, is it like a loaf? It's not a loaf.
No,
it's a big
loaf,
roll.
It's a roll.
So cut it, slice it up like little pillars.
Okay.
Dip it in a nice egg and heavy cream wash.
Oh, my.
Then roll it around in cinnamon and sugar.
Mm.
Put it in a skillet with some butter. It's almost like French bread, right?
Yeah.
Get it nice and crispy. Turn that broiler on in the stove. Put it in there for 15 minutes. Mm. Now that's where it's at.
Yeah.
It'll be like little French toast sticks.
I love that.
But with brioche.
That's nice. That's fancy.
I could eat that right now.
I know, me too.
Whew. What do they have in, what's Nebraska cuisine?
Corn. I don't know.
You're like, pussy. This is so exciting.
Steak.
Here in
Omaha
Nebraska.
Steak is a big one. I think we're going to try to go.
I keep forgetting that's where Nebraska is. Mm-hmm. Omaha.
Omaha, Nebraska. That's where I'm at.
Damn, dog. Mm-hmm.
Saw some cool art yesterday, though, like some street art on our walk. That was nice.
What kind? What was it?
Well, one thing said Trump has an orange cock, and then it was a picture of an orange cock. Loved that. And then there was like a pretty picture. Omaha, I'll send you the thing because it was like all these like old like silos. But then on the bottoms of them, like for the whole row, street artists had street art all over it.
What kind of street art? Yeah, man, that over there, it had street art on it. Oh, it had street art.
Don't you like street art?
I like street art. It's street art.
Well, there was one. It looked like an Eskimo was surfing. I don't really know if that's correct or not. And then there was a really cool tree that was done. A cool sign that like said Omaha. Just some neat stuff, man. I'll send you some pictures.
Man, that's cool. Yeah. I would love some pictures.
Oh, you got it, dude.
Let me flex for you.
Wow.
Man.
What's up, dog?
You know, I hate to announce this on the pod, but.
Oh, no, what?
We lost the Bacon Bits Gel sponsorship. Allie, I'm so sorry. I'm bad at improv today. This is what happens when I'm on my period. I mean, I'm worn out.
I forgot what was the Bacon Bits gel we had.
Didn't we have a gel that we made it into like a viscous gel?
Look, we have a lot of products, so I can't always remember all of them. And so many, you know, have obviously done very well, but then so many have also, unfortunately, had to be discontinued.
And that's not to our fault, but the FDA, they're the ones that are keeping this from you.
Yeah, that's the FDA is keeping these great products.
Great products. Safe products. Safe-ish. I mean, use with common sense. Yeah.
Get a little bit of rash. Who cares? Put a little calamine on it.
Put a calamine. Stop use. Not everybody's getting a rash.
Nope. I get one, but I love how it smells, so I just keep using it.
Yeah, Allie. Anytime Allie gets a rash, she's like, ooh, my rash smells so earthy.
I wasn't talking. I was like saying that puppy breath cologne, which, I mean, just the smell is just so good. It will give me a little bit of a hive, you know, but it's worth it.
I am excited about Puppy Breath Ocean Mist that's coming out.
Ooh.
4th of July for the summer.
For the summertime.
Puppy Breath summer. It's going to smell like a puppy ate one of those red, white, and blue rocket popsicles.
Uh-huh, while running on the beach.
Yeah. So it's going to smell kind of like Allie's swamp ass. Back in 2009.
I love that you think my swamp ass smells like a beach breeze in a pot
joyful
and a popsicle.
Dog. A joyful puppy.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more of the rocket pop. Was that one of your favorite popsicles as a child? The rocket pop?
We had a lot of Flintstones push pops.
I loved a push pop.
Loved a push pop. Oh, I just got a very disturbing text that said one of the black cats got hit by a car.
Who is that?
Cry emoji. Well, there's a lot of, oh no. There's a lot of stray cats. I thought I'd put my phone on do not disturb. in my girlfriend's neighborhood.
Oh.
And I guess, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. This is breaking news. It just came in.
Sorry. Oh, poor thing.
Poor thing. Makes me feel sad. So she's going to go try and get wrangle the rest, take them to an animal shelter. Oh. But they're feral.
She probably should wear long sleeves.
I know. So the other day I was like driving up the back way to my house, mm-hmm. and I turned down part of the neighborhood that I don't usually go in because the streets are really narrow, and somebody had their living room window open.
Okay.
And we have a lot of stray cats. Like there's this one apartment building in particular where it's just overrun with stray cats in the neighborhood. And there's a bunch of like loose cat food out on the street. Well, they were letting these cats in and out of their window.
Oh, no.
I saw three go in and out of this window and then one just hang out. I'm like, these cats have fleas, ticks. They can't smell good.
Yeah.
Grime all over your house.
There was one stray cat that used to hang outside my other apartment. I loved it so much. It had an extra thumb on each hand.
Oh, I love extra thumb cats.
Extra thumb cats.
My old neighbor, my friend Emily, they got an extra thumb cat. Oh, Miss Cleo. And it's always like,
you can tell them, like, give me a thumbs up, and they hit you with four, and that's great.
They hit them. And they're like, Mah. There's a stray cat in this neighborhood named Alyssa.
Alyssa?
Melissa.
Melissa.
It's a calico cat, and she, I guess technically she has an owner, but she's always around. She's got a little collar on.
Aw, and it says Melissa on it?
Mm-hmm. And this cat is really standoffish. And then when you start to pet it, it immediately rolls down, opens its legs, and then rolls back up and does the like haunches up. Like it gets really horny really fast.
Wow.
It's uncomfortable after a minute because you're like, Melissa, get away from me. But I consider it good luck when you see a Melissa in the neighborhood.
Oh, We saw a bunch of cardinals yesterday on our walk, and I was like, that's our grandma. And then we got back,
yeah.
And we were riding somewhere else, saw another one. I was like, granny must know we're together.
Mm-hmm. The cardinals are a monogamous bird.
Respect.
They make respect.
Respect, cardinals.
Respect, because you will always see them in a flock, and they will be paired up. Respect. And you know that's got to be hard because there's so many cardinals.
There are so many cardinals. See?
They're always like.
See, sometimes because I don't have.
Monogamous?
Yeah, because I'm monogamous and I have a 1,000% zero interest in ever being any kind of poly, which it's fine if people want to do that. And that's.
Some people can do that, but I have a hard time.
And I'm like, just the thought of it makes me want to cry.
I don't even know how to date multiple people at once. And that's not a good thing. I've never been able to do that.
Yeah, it's like, that's a lot of juggling, man. That's a lot of juggling. Too. That's a lot of processing.
My back already hurts.
Right?
I don't need to add that stress into my life.
I know. It's like, but yeah, so that makes me feel good that there's birds out there like me.
Penguins. Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it feel sometimes like because, like, you know, we're not in our 20s anymore, that, like, it feels like a lot of, like, the gens, like, queer Gen Z, at least, that I meet, a lot of them are poly, or, like, you know, have open relationships, things like that. And sometimes I'm like, oh, am I, like, an old lady that can't get with the times?
I think that it's, everything is cyclical, right? Like, if...
Definition of cyclical. I'm assuming its root is old itself. Italian.
Old Italian. Can I have the root? Old Italian. Okay, cyclical. C. Okay. But I was gonna do spelling bee. But I think it's too, like, we hear about like free love in the 60s and some of the swinger stuff in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. And I think, you know, it's never really gone away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of went undercover and wasn't maybe as mainstream. I just found out there's sex clubs and sex dungeons in Burbank.
Are you gonna go?
Burbank. No, I'm partnered.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to go with your partner.
No, that ain't our bag.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would. I would go to it, be curious about it.
Yeah. I would. Obviously, I would be like, scared though that it. Like I would get nervous and start giggling.
I think that once you're in there, like one person I was talking to was like, "Yeah, we mainly just kind of hang out." And then if you feel like having sex, you go into one of these rooms and you have sex.
Is everybody naked?
Not necessarily. But I think too, it's like, you know, through conservative, I would even say that conservative governments, right?
Yeah.
Have an impact. And I think, I don't know, I can't, these are just my hypothesis of like, you had Trump and everyone kind of rebelled against that shit.
Yeah.
Mostly everyone. I mean, obviously there's like a seesaw, there's two sides. But, you know, if you have a more liberal president and a more liberal government, I think on a subconscious level, I mean, obviously it impacts laws that impact our lives, unfortunately. I'm trying to figure out how to word what I'm thinking right now. But I think that the more open we are about sexuality and sexual preferences and sexual types, mm-hmm. the more easy it is to...
What do you mean by sexual types exactly?
Well, you know, some people are asexual.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Some people are, their sexuality is like where I was reading some different things about it, but you know, you, once you like really, really fall in love, like the sexual drive goes away, mm-hmm. or when you're really, really in love, the sexual drive goes up. You know, there's all the different types and I think that's great, but there should be more discourse. I think that because Gen Z, I feel like it's really, I mean, great for them. The internet and open discussions of allowing these kids to feel safe to come out earlier and earlier is mm-hmm. fantastic. And I think that's too, like a gateway to find out about your sexuality. Yeah. Hey, maybe I am poly.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great for you.
I don't know. Does that make sense? I feel like I rambled a lot, but.
Yeah, no, that makes
that's
sense.
That's what I think is. Open, but I don't think we're outdated or not of the times. I just think that we're just different types of beings.
Because I've heard some people be like,
I would be interested to get someone who would like to talk about polyamorous relationships on as a guest, actually.
Because I don't know shit about it. But
well, there's different types. You can have a primary partner,
yeah.
and you could each explore together. Or separately, or maybe you have multiple primary partners.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
This primary partner is for this, or this partner is for that. Or, you know, I go to another city and mm-hmm. I have a one night stand.
Yeah. Yep.
Not for me.
Not for me.
I think if I would have tried dating multiple people in my 20s, I could have. But I was so closeted myself and unsure of like being gay that and shy about it and reserved.
Yeah.
I didn't allow myself to have that. But I bet if I had started doing that, maybe I could have the capacity. I never did the whole fuckboy thing. I was never into that.
I did, but I wonder.
I did.
But I wonder how much of it is actually from trauma. That I behave like that. And some of it can be bipolar because it's like you can get manic and like bipolar people have a tendency to like get manic and buy a bunch of shit they can't afford or go and have sex with a bunch of people. So it could be that. But I think a lot of it was alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But so there's some people that I've heard say, like, I just don't think humans were that we were so ever supposed to be monogamous, that like it's not naturally in our nature. And mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I think it's different for everybody.
I think it's different from everybody, but I could see that.
Yeah.
I could not necessarily argument, but I could see that thought.
Yeah, I can
see that thought.
Yeah.
Process. Oh, checking on this. somebody at work told me that I work too fast, that I'm always trying to get things off my plate. And it's true. I do. I like to get things done. All right.
It's not your fault.
I'm gonna pile up. I'm gonna let these emails and these chats go unresponded. I'm gonna let it pile up, dog.
Let it.
Oh, I'm working too fast.
Oh, I'm too efficient.
Like yesterday, this person started saying this to me that was like, "Yeah, you know, you always like to get things off your plate, and you should really wait a beat." And I hear what they're saying. You know, like, hey, hang on, things in this, you know, it's been changing so much. But it was almost a little passive aggressive. And I'm like, yeah, I want to have a clean plate. So at 6 p.m., I can't believe it kept saying, like, off my plate, clean plate. Mm. I can go do my own thing. I don't want to get a message from you at 8.
Yeah, that's crazy when you're, like, working till 9 p.m., man.
Like, yeah, I want to answer emails so I can go do my shit in the afternoon.
Yeah, because you got a life.
I got a life, ding dong.
Yeah, you ding dong, because you're a ding dong hunk and you're trying to live your life.
I'm trying to live my freaking life.
Yeah.
It's back and shoulder day today. I got to live my life.
Yeah. Man, I got the biggest knot in my shoulder. I was trying to get it out. Bubba was showing me how to get it out with a tennis ball. Thing hurt so.
Did it work?
It did. Kind of like it feels better than it did feel.
Now, you sleeping on that recliner when you go to bed?
No, I sleep on the couch. It does pull out into a bed, but the couch is quite comfy. So I haven't even...
That's how I felt.
Yeah. I haven't even tried to pull it out.
Sometimes when you got a comfy couch, that's all you need, baby.
All you need, baby.
All you need, baby, is a comfy couch.
Yeah.
Damn, dog.
It's a nice one.
Now, have you ever... I don't know. Would you ever talk to multiple people at the same time? I guess that's dating multiple people, and that's fine. As the older I get, the more tired I am. I'm like,
that's a lot of work.
We're talking, we're dating. Okay, flirt, flirt, flirt. It's fun for a minute, but then it's like, my God.
It's too much. That's why
I feel exhausted by the amount of text I receive.
I tried to sign up for those date naps, and I went on that one date, and it was a lot of fun, but I don't love the app thing, so like, I just... Maybe I'll get back on there at some point, but I just froze my thing. Just said.
Have you been finding the people that you like on Instagram? And when they're posting stories, do you go to their events that they're at?
I didn't.
In hopes to meet them in real life?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Is that what you're doing?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Allie, is that what you're doing?
It's not what I'm doing. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wow, you're getting really defensive. I didn't even know
Didn't even know it was a thing.
You're checking Instagram to see, oh, they posted a story 18 seconds ago at this bar. I better show up. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, I like your dress. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. You wanted me to argue with you.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then I'm like...
Oh, go ahead.
Like, I don't want to be alone my whole life.
You ain't going to be.
I mean, I'm an excellent partner. I really take care of my lady. And I don't just mean sexually. I mean, I clean the house. I mean, I will cook you a beautiful meal. I will tell you...
Go on.
...every day how beautiful you are and how much you mean to me and that... I love you. I do believe that you should tell the person you love every single day. You should tell them how much you love them.
Yeah, I agree.
Agree.
I love you.
I love you so much. I don't know what I'd do without you.
That one was a little intense. Do you whisper that in the ear? I love you so much. I don't know what I would do without you. Good morning, baby. Sleep tight, baby. I love you so much. I don't know what I would do.
I don't get like single white female about it or anything.
I'm so grateful that we met.
How do you feel? Could you not live without me either?
Why didn't you say it back? I said I love you. And they're like, yeah, I said I love you too. But no, I said I couldn't live without you. And you didn't say it back. Say it back.
I can't live without you. I've already told you this.
I can't live without you. And I'm not even gay.
Wow.
Stop being gay. Wow.
That is so nice. It's good to hear.
Good to hear. Allie cooks good. We had those turkey meatballs, high protein.
I made them.
Low carb.
Made them for Bubs. He is obsessed.
Mm-hmm. They're great. They're an easy thing to make.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I need to stock up so I can make them.
Yeah.
I've been trying to experiment making like different protein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah, I made one the other day that was like cottage cheese, protein pancakes, and you whip up the cottage, you blend it like a cream. It was trash. Yeah. It was absolute trash.
You know what I tried to make?
It was trash. Go ahead.
Avocado chocolate mousse. That shit was horrible.
I don't think so, dog. That's not for me.
Look, I was just trying it out. I was on that keto for a while, and I lost a lot of weight, but I felt like absolute shit.
And then you gain it back.
And then you gain it right back. But I was like really wanting sugar, and you can't have sugar on that. So I was like, I'm trying to make all these different dessert things. And said you just like that, like whip up the avocados and you put the chocolate and stevia in it. Oh, it tastes like
Have you horrible. Seen the lady that like loves to mix different mixers in her water? She's like the water lady. She can't drink a lot of water on her own, but then she'll be like, I'm making pumpkin spice latte water. And she's got a huge following. And I guess too, it's like weight loss hacks, okay. Like to drink, but it's just flavored water, like a bunch of stevia, a bunch of sugar-free syrups. I'm like, this cannot be healthy for you or your teeth.
I love water. It's my favorite drink.
I love a nice water.
It's got to be, actually, let me rephrase that. I love ice cold water.
I don't like ice cold water. I rarely like ice cold water. I got to be in the mood.
Which I find interesting because you're from Texas, a place that's hot. I feel like a lot of Southerners like ice in their stuff.
Gives me a headache. Iced tea? Yes.
Mm.
Dr. Pepper? Yes. Mm-hmm. Any kind of soda drink.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want your soda drink cold.
But if it's water, if it's ice cold water, it can't have any ice in it.
Okay. Good to know.
Great episode.
Hey, this is pretty good. We've talked about a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. And we got really vulnerable today.
Yeah.
A little.
Sometimes you get vulnerable.
I mean, I could see the argument of people saying, you know, we've evolved into being monogamous, but we weren't always monogamous. Mm-hmm. Or the thought or the, I'm sure there's evidence. Don't come at me. Don't be like, there's evidence about this. Let me give you the reports. I'm not going to read the reports. I'm just going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't need the polyamory army to come after me today. I'm on my period, bleeding out like a stabbed horse. I don't need it.
Polyamory army, please don't come after us.
Polyamory army, we believe in you. Oops. We believe in you. And we nobody here is judging you. We're happy for you. We're just saying it's not for us, polyamory army.
God.
And we're not bad queers.
Quit trying to draft me. I'm not coming to the polyamory army war, man.
Stop hosting polyamory army fundraiser family fun events at car dealerships and beaches and at different
Denny's.
Colleges and at Denny's. I'm tired of seeing the polyamory army at Denny's handing out brochures. I just want a grand slam and a side of waffle.
A side of waffle.
I want a waffle. Didn't that sound good right now? Crispy waffle?
Crispy waffle. That's nice.
Polyamory army, I am begging you not to sabotage my life.
Please.
I am pleading with you. I am not here to judge. I did not see what I said to be a judgmental statement, but polyamory army, I'm learning. I'm hearing you that I did. And I'm sorry, polyamory.
We're learning, we're listening, we're growing.
So you and all your little lovers or your Thursday friends get the freak off my freaking back.
Okay.
Because I'm going to call the monogamous Navy.
And y'all know we do support it because how much did we love that sex cult on that show?
Oh my God, Keith Raniere.
Not to say that everyone who's polyamorous is in a cult.
Yeah, it's like, wait. What's the correlation?
No, not the hog. I mean, the show with the queen.
I got a few friends that are polyamorous. Most of the gay men I know are in open relationships.
Yeah.
A few lesbians.
I know a few lesbians.
A few non-bis, non-bees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I swear to goodness, if the polyamory army comes after me or you, it's going to be a disappointment for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because this hunk ain't moving.
Nope.
Mm-mm. If we were at a Denny's right now, what would you order?
Hmm. What's exactly on the Grand Slam?
I think that's like eggs.
Okay.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll swap the pancake for a waffle, bacon or whatever, sausage. Probably hash browns.
I'll have that. Grant.
Fruit cup.
Grand Slam.
They turned that Coco's into a Denny's. I haven't gone yet, but.
Is that the one that's next to the.
Police station?
Oh, no. I was thinking it was next to the exploded gas station.
My dog is down the street.
All right, my dog.
It's still exploded. They have not fixed it yet.
I don't know if they will.
Yeah, it's just kind of like cool, like a cool art piece now.
Just looks like a set it? They didn't fix.
Yeah, it also kind of, it's like when you look at it, you know that there's probably still a bunch of chemicals that are just all up in and around that place.
Yeah, true. But,
you know, what are you going to do?
I kind of like chemicals.
I like the way bleach smells.
I just feel cleaner when I've cleaned things, which I know isn't good. Like, you can clean things with natural stuff, but.
I love it.
I'm like.
I don't like a certain lemon lime smells I don't like.
Mm.
Yeah, but a good cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me up, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And some glues.
Some what?
Glues.
Some, oh man. My daddy caught me smoking in the barn when I was 12. And I guess I had been smelling some glue at school too. And so they were convinced that like I was addicted to huffing or something because they were.
Fuck.
And I was like, and so they came in my room and our dogs, man, all our dogs, they were never really very well house trained. So they'd be shitting and peeing everywhere. And so we all had spot shot under the sinks in our bathrooms. And they came in my room, took all my spot shot, said, "We know what you're going to do with this." I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't even know you could huff spot shot when I was 12.
But if I did know that, I would be sniffing it.
I don't know if I...
But thanks for the tip.
Daddy.
I love you, friend.
I love you too, friend.
I'm thinking about number 7 right now.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be fun?
An afternoon. Not with you and me. A little after.
Not with you.
No.
Not me and you, 7.
No, I don't
want... That's like that two siblings.
That's incestual if we 7'd.
Yeah. If we 7'd right now, no, absolutely not. We turn into an 11, just like, don't touch.
Yeah.
Don't touch.
No, don't touch.
Allie, I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to have to.
I did not offer it. I did not offer to 7 you.
I'm not offering to receive it.
I will share a 7 up with you.
I would share a 7 up with you.
Yeah.
But I will not share a 7 with you.
I will not share a 7 with you either. Don't even, next time I visit,
I guess
don't
even
try sitting on my face. Don't even try.
I don't
want
to see a glint in your eye of thinking about sitting on my face. We're refreshing friends, but we are not that kind of refreshing.
We're not.
Now, if you meet someone here and you need a 7 and the air mattress or the couch ain't cutting it, I'll leave the house and I'll go get a Grand Slam. So you
and
can
I'll
seven
get a grand
in my
slam.
Bed. You will be getting a different kind of Grand Slam. Y'all be getting some home runs.
Woohoo!
Call it the 7th inning stretch.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, you're like, ooh, you'll just say the code word seven inning stretch. And I'll be like, y'all, I'm hungry. Don't come with me. Bye.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I'll send you a text.
Sounds good.
Just a bunch of sevens.
We're about to get off of here, but I want to say, hey, y'all, can we get some more reviews? We ain't had one since, May, and they really do cheer.
Listen to you. Hey, listen, we're about to get off here, but before we do, hey, y'all, can we get some more reviews here or something, dogs? I almost let y'all go, but right quick first, can y'all freaking get it together and leave us a bunch of reviews?
Nice ones, please. And because they really do cheer me up. And I was a little down the other day after my sister told me I was fake gay. And I went to look for some reviews.
Your sister needs to get seven. She's deeply unhappy.
She needs to put down the Jägermeister and get seven.
Girl, get your life right. Get seven already.
That's what I'll get.
You need to get Jaeger seven. Something. Yeah, nice reviews. It also helps us get more and more visibility on these different streaming platforms, and that's really important because as Allie and I start, you know, like touring, and we want to be able to tour and do cool shows. Guys, we want to be able to tour and do cool shows. We want to do cool shows, and we have been doing some really cool shows. Mm-hmm. We've been also, y'all, if you're shout out to Lavender Haas, we did a corporate event. We could do yours too. Mm-hmm. But how are we going to do that without y'all reviewing us?
Yeah.
Nicely.
Yes.
Because I can't figure out how to delete mean comments, and I do not need that in my life. So you sabotaging witches, you witch spies, get out.
Get out, but, spies.
Also, if you're a polyamorous expert.
Yeah, let us know if you're like.
Or if you know one or like a therapist or whatever.
Yeah, let us know. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, let's look into that.
Let's look into it.
Also, let us know your dream guests. We got to get on that.
Yeah. I mean.
We got to get on that. As soon as this dumb job wraps, I'll have more time. We can get on that.
Yeah. But that's okay. I like it when it's just me and you too. Because I couldn't live without you.
Say it back. I like it when it's just me and you too, bud.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, bud.
You're welcome, bud. I love you, bud.
I love you too, bud.
But yeah, if you could leave a review, that would be great. All right, bye, Gay Watts.
Bye, Gay Watts. You're so gay.
You're gay.
Hey, y'all, the tea is crystal queer, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
...of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time!
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.